Good morning, it's Tuesday, July the 28th, and I trust that you are all well. We're looking at the Psalms together, and today we've got a different kind of psalm from yesterday's. Yesterday's was full of joy and celebration and praising God because of an act of deliverance. This one gets into the nuts and bolts of how difficult it can get. And Psalm 35 is one of these, what I would call a soldier's psalm. This is a psalm that reflects a time of battle, and not just spiritual battle, but actual physical battle. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise for my help. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. And salvation here in the sense of a soldier in battle, in war, facing a ruthless enemy who's out there to kill him. And this would be a psalm that a soldier might employ in combat. The psalmist, David in this case, is probably again from that era when Saul was pursuing him, or it may be from some other era. But this is not just a spiritual battle, this is actually a physical battle. And in verse 7, for without cause they hid their net for me. And David is using this word hinnom in Hebrew. It's the same word that you find in the first chapter of Job, when God himself expresses to Satan that God had pursued Job without cause. In other words, at least from Job's point of view, there didn't appear to be any cause why God would inflict such sorrow and trial upon him. The issue of innocent suffering, the same issue in John chapter 9, when the disciples asked about the man who was born blind, who had sinned, was it him or was it his parents? And Jesus said neither. And so we may find ourselves from time to time experiencing trials and difficulties, seemingly from our point of view, without cause. Of course, there's always a reason in God's mind, but that reason may be hidden from us. Also in this psalm is the idea of betrayal. Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good. My soul is bereft. Well, we have a God who knows all too well betrayal, and we think of Jesus being betrayed by scribes and Pharisees, and by Judas, and even on occasions by his disciples, and the awful downfall of Peter and so on. And I think this psalm says that when you are betrayed, God has a very special sympathy for you. Well, this is a soldier's psalm for times when we find ourselves in battle, maybe real physical battle, without cause, seemingly from a human point of view. But God is the one to whom we may turn and ask for deliverance. Well, the Lord bless you today.